I'm Trace Yellis with your 12th District Legislative Update with Senator Brad Hawkins. It's the time of the year when legislators are talking about how to spend taxpayers' money, right?
That's right. It's an interesting time of the session because this is the time when the budgets start to be released. And the way it works is that the Senate releases its budget proposals for the operating, transportation, and capital budgets. And the House of Representatives also releases its proposals for those three budgets, and the two chambers need to pass their budgets through the committees, through their full chambers, and then begin the negotiation of the differences in the budget. And of course, the big budget for this coming biennium or two-year period is the operating budget. And the Senate Democrats released their proposal, and it's nearly a $60 billion budget, a six-zero billion budget, which is a huge increase. So basically what they're proposing to do is spend everything we have, all the additional revenue from the revenue forecast, all of the budget stabilization reserve account, and then also add some new taxes like the capital gains tax.
It's not all budget though, correct?
That's right. We're still passing bills out of the full Senate. The House of Representatives is also passing individual pieces of legislation. I have a few of my prime sponsored bills in the House that have, a couple of them have already advanced out of their committees and could be considered in the full House of Representatives, which would be great. And the Senate, while we're not passing a lot of individual pieces of legislation at this point, we did unfortunately just pass a House Bill 1078, which passed the Senate by a vote of 27-22. I voted against it, but the bill would restore voting eligibility for people convicted of felonies that were no longer in what the bill deemed to be total confinement. So basically, if people get out of jail, even if they're still haven't satisfied their parole or restitution to the victims, they could get their voting rights restored. Personally, I think voting is a privilege that you can lose, and until you've fully satisfied your debt to society, you should not be allowed to regain your voting rights.
With your 12th District Legislative Update, I'm Trace Yellis with Senator Brad Hawkins.